When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
All right. Look, I just saw on Netflix, Don't Look Up, about people denying a comet until they could actually see it with their own eyes. And then they turned on everybody. I'm reminded, as I track Omicron and Delta and the COVID virus, every disaster movie starts with somebody ignoring a scientist. And a lot of people continue to be in denial about what's happening with this virus, this public health emergency. Dr. David Hilden joining us from Hennepin Healthcare. Good morning, Doc.
Good morning, Paul. I watched that movie, Don't Look Up, and somebody is always ignoring the scientist at the beginning of those movies.
Yeah, well, my experience, you ignore experts, whether it's a scientist or an electrician or a plumber or whatever. If you ignore experts, eventually it will bite you in the butt. And it, you know, these numbers are so concerning. Almost half a million new cases nationwide yesterday. It seems like exponential growth now with Omicron. But people who are vaxxed and especially boosted generally having milder symptoms. Am I correct?
You are correct. I think what we're seeing with Omicron is it's becoming a little more clear, although I have to admit there's still a lot we don't know. So there's new information literally every day. But we're going to just see an explosion of cases. And you are correct that the people that are going to be sick are the ones that are unvaccinated. And I might add, even boosted. So if you got the two shots of Pfizer or Moderna sometime in the last year, you really should consider getting the third shot. We'll probably stop calling it the booster pretty soon and just start calling it the third shot in the series, because that one is really, really adds to your protection. So you might get Omicron. In fact, it's likely that many of us will, whether you got that first vaccine or not. But what it does to you is going to be really dependent on whether you were vaccinated, whether you were boosted. And if you are not vaccinated, it's quite dangerous. And if you are vaccinated and boosted, perhaps it might not be quite as dangerous for you. But hospitals are full, and it's preventable, even with the Omicron.
Dr. Hilden, I saw a tweet recently. It said basically the following. The vaccinated and the unvaccinated can catch COVID. A doctor responded to that tweet by saying, both Serena Williams and I can play tennis. So, I mean, making the point, look, I like tennis. I'm fairly confident Serena would kick my butt into the new year out on the court. If you're not vaccinated, there's a good chance Omicron or Delta will, in fact, kick your butt. most people who are vaxxed have mild symptoms. If you're not vaxxed, you're rolling the dice. At this point, is it too late for people who've not gotten a vaccine for whatever reason to avoid Omicron and what even could come next?
From a medical perspective, it's not too late. You should be getting it now. If you never got your vaccine, get it now. If you got the first two, get your booster. If you got the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, for sure, get a booster and do it with the Pfizer or the Moderna. It's not too late for any of that. I think the more cynical approach to that is that it might be too late for our society to get enough people to do that. I think people are quite entrenched in their thoughts on this. And so I don't have a lot of confidence that people are going to do that. But medically speaking, it's still the right thing to do. And we have some new treatments coming down the line. There's pills that are coming down, and I think that those are promising. So we might be talking more about treatments for those who got infected, unless something happens to change people's minds. I think what might change people's minds are mandates. If you had to get vaccinated to fly, I think that would be a game changer. But I'm not terribly confident that large enough numbers of people are going to change their minds at this point.
Dr. Hilton, I'm just seeing this morning some breaking news. So many firefighters out with COVID-19 in Cincinnati, Ohio. The mayor has declared a state of emergency. You know, are the wheels going to completely come off the bus here in the next few weeks? And I guess where I'm going with this, the CDC's decision dropping the isolation period from 10 days down to 5 days with no symptoms, getting a lot of pushback. And pushback from a lot of, you know, health officials and epidemiologists who kind of question this. But one of the concerns is that essential services, hospitals, fire, police, that if a critical mass of people don't report for work because they're home sick or in the hospital, that's a problem. What do you agree with what the CDC did, cutting the time from 10 days down to 5 days?
I'm uncomfortable with it. I understand why they did. There is some science to support it, some. It is true that you might only be contagious, or at least really contagious, for a couple days before symptoms and a few days after, hence a five-day isolation period. But we also know that that's pushing it. I think the science doesn't strongly support that. I think there were economic reasons, and I'm not an economist. I'm not even a professional epidemiologist, although I took some courses. So I get it that there's workforces and labor reasons why they might want to shorten it. I think those were the arguments that probably carried the day. I think it's more largely an economic reason for making that recommendation. I'm a little bit uncomfortable with that shortened isolation. I wish it hadn't been done. But I do see there was a rationale for why and on the workforce reasons.
Dr. Hilton, last question. New Year's Eve tomorrow, a lot of people heading out to parties with friends and loved ones. What advice would you have if you're with a group of people that has been vaccinated and boosted? Do you still need to wear masks indoors? What would your advice be to stay safe?
In small group family gatherings or small family gatherings, I would go for it. I would have people do that. And if everybody's vaccinated and boosted, I think you can have small gatherings, probably even unvaccinated or unmasked. It's always safer to wear a mask, though. So if you're with people who are unvaccinated, unboosted, definitely mask up. And I would avoid the big group parties where everybody's kissing each other at midnight. I think that, you know, I might avoid big, large group New Year's Eve parties. Wait one more year before you do those. And have a happy New Year with a small group of people.
Hey, I also want to ask you about the frostbite risk. And Minnesotans know how to dress for the weather. And yet, it is going to border on dangerously cold Saturday for the NHL Winter Classic at Target Field. Any advice for people heading out to the game, including the Wild players?
Yeah, it reminds me of playing Minneapolis Park Board hockey on outdoor rinks when it was 10 below, and I still can't feel my toes from those episodes, and that was 50 years ago.
Really?
Lots of layers, 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 layers. Minnesotans know how to do that. And go inside to the warming house, go into the concourses where they have those French fry heaters, you know, those things to keep you warm. I think Minnesotans know what to do, but you're right. It is a risk. Your skin will get frozen in a matter of minutes if it's exposed. So wear your mask underneath your mask underneath your mask. for warmth and for COVID, and enjoy the game and go wild. That's what I'd say about that.
Dr. Hilton, I mean, the forecast calls for numb. How do you know when it's frostbite?
Yeah, if your fingers and toes are getting numb, go seek warmth. If they're getting painful, go seek warmth. If they're turning a different color, you got to get out of there. If they're getting gray or dusty or painful, and if you can't feel them, it is time to go seek help. You can have permanent damage. You can lose your fingers and toes for that. So a little bit of coldness, that's okay. But if they're getting painfully numb, you should get out of the cold. Go find a way to be warmer. And certainly if they're changing color, you need to get out of there. You need to get to a warm place in that case.
Hennepin Healthcare's Dr. David Hilton, thank you for your expertise. Have a happy new year. Thank you, doctor.
You're welcome. Happy New Year, Paul.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.